Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live Special number 168, recorded September 4th, 2013. Samsung Unpacked 2013 from IFA in Berlin. TWiT Live's breaking news coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. Get your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Welcome to TWiT's live coverage of Samsung Unpacked 2013. It is Samsung's big announcement from IFA. They're actually doing a couple of announcements. They'll be announcing televisions and all that kind of stuff tomorrow. But today, Samsung has said, yeah, we're going to talk about Galaxy Gear. We're going to talk about the watch. We've even seen pictures right before we started recording this of people from Samsung wearing the watch. And boy, does it look big. This, of course, is brought to you as part of TWiT's breaking news coverage, sponsored by Slingbox. We couldn't do any of this coverage without the Slingbox 500, the fine folks at Slingbox. If you don't know what Slingbox is, real quickly, it is a device that lets you watch your television over the internet anywhere you can get an internet connection. So built-in Wi-Fi in the Slingbox 500, HDMI connectivity, full HD 1080p. You get a Sling app on your laptop or on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone, and then you can watch live high-def TV on your smartphone or your tablet anywhere you can get an internet connection. You can even wirelessly archive your photos and videos and enjoy them on your TV at home. So all you got to do is buy a Slingbox, hook it up to your TV, hook it up to the internet, watch your home TV anywhere in the world. Never miss a show you want to watch. Get your Slingbox today, Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. And we thank them for their support of breaking news whenever it happens right here at live.twit.tv. Got a great panel to talk along as the announcement's going to get started here in just a minute or so. But let me introduce them, starting with Rachel Metz, IT editor, web and social media at technologyreview.com. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Sure. Happy to be here.
We're going to be talking along Mystery Science Theater style. This is your first time doing this sort of thing, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Feel free to speak up at any point. It's good fun. We always tell people there's a live stream available. If you want to get it without our commentary, you can go there. This is for people who want a little bit of instant analysis as we go along. Also with us is Aaron Newcomb, oft-times host of Floss Weekly and All About Android and Tech News Today right here on the TWiT Network. How's it going, Aaron?
Good. Yeah, this is my TWiT day. I did, for those of you watching the recording, you may not realize I did Floss Weekly this morning, TNT, and now doing the Samsung coverage. So, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, I guess.
Triple threat. I like it.
That's right.
And hopefully, Gina Trapani on the line as well. Are you there, Gina?
Hello, I am. How are you?
Great. How's it going? Of course, Gina from All About Android right here on the TWiT Network. You're still at Smarterware as well?
I am. Well, I'm trying to blog more, a little bit more there. I've been doing more coding than writing lately. But Smarterware.org is my blog.
That's writing of a sort. It is. Absolutely. Well, we're just going to get this live stream up as soon as they get it up. These things are always notoriously late. But while we're waiting, let's go around the table. Galaxy Gear, probably one of the least protected secrets in the world. But I just want to get kind of a feel of what you guys are expecting. Aaron, we'll start with you. What do you think Samsung's going to announce?
Well, obviously, it's the smartwatch. I think it's going to be integration, you know, new integrations, not just like checking the time and getting notifications, but, you know, what can they really bring to the table that's new and different? And I think Samsung is actually well positioned to do that. They have all the technology, much like the $6 million man. And they also have the software pieces from the whole Galaxy series. All their smartphones are really heavily laden with Samsung software. So you kind of put those two together, marry them together, and we might see something interesting in a smartwatch. We'll see.
We've got a video rolling. It looks like they're about to get started. But real quickly, Rachel, you got anything to add to that?
I think one of the most important things to keep an eye on today is going to be what can they bring to the smartwatch field that's brand new, that's different and not just replicating features that are already available on your smartphone. So they're going to have to do something quite different, I think, to get people really interested in buying another device.
and Gina as Jason Bradbury is walking out on stage. He's a regular, apparently, at the Samsung events, especially in the UK. Real quickly, what do you think?
I really am interested to see the kind of new sensors that are going to be on the watch and the kind of quantified self apps, the health-related apps that we're going to see there. That's what I'm really interested in seeing, the kind of monitoring that you can do on a watch that you couldn't necessarily do on your phone or even on something like glass. So really interested to see what Samsung does there.
All right, there's Jason Bradbury now. Let's listen in.
My name is Jason Bradbury, and I'm really glad to be here with you tonight in the capacity of an objective journalist and also as your host. So my job is going to be to guide you through this evening, and I'm going to try my best to ask many of the questions that you want asked. Does that sound like a good idea? Good. I will do my best. Let's take a gander at this incredible facility. Isn't it beautiful? Look at this temple-like cathedral to tech, the Tempodrome here in beautiful Berlin. I'd like to also take this opportunity to say a warm welcome to all the people around the world who are joining us via our live stream, and also a huge shout out to those people in New York City who we can now talk to live in the heart of Times Square. I can't believe we're linked via satellite to the USA. Can you hear us, guys?
So interesting, they're going to do like an interview format. And not just have the CEO trot out.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. For those of you that don't know Jason Bradbury, he's a UK gadget aficionado or host. Talks about gadgets a lot, as you might imagine. But he's not a Samsung employee. You know, he's not a Samsung CEO.
Oh, I love the hats. That's great.
Trucker hats, Galaxy trucker hats.
Nothing says smartwatch like trucker hats.
Like trucker hats. We can't let the Americans beat us. Dr. T in the chat room points out that Jason has a big long sleeves on, so maybe that watch is nestled under there somewhere.
I like his glasses. Those are sweet.
Samsung glass.
For a second, I thought it was Google Glass, and then I realized that would be rather out of place.
Right.
Someone's been drinking their coffee this morning.
Thanks, Americans. Thanks, Times Square. You ready? Okay. Fantastic. I think we did ourselves proud. Absolutely sterling work. Well done. It's all very exciting. Let's get this show on the road now, though, with a number of very intriguing products that we've got for you, and a little about how Samsung's vision has brought them about. So here to give the bigger picture is the president and CEO, the head of IT and Mobile Communications Division of Samsung Electronics. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. J.K. Shin.
J.K. Shin, the star of the Broadway announcement that Samsung did earlier this year.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, how could you forget that one?
Who could, exactly. Who could forget that memorable moment?
Thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to those in Times Square in New York and around the world. We are here to introduce the next evolution of the Galaxy Note experience. Back in 2011, we built a whole new category by introducing the first Galaxy Note. Our inspiration came from our customers. We listened to you. You said you wanted more options. You wanted to do more with your smartphones. You wanted bigger screens and better input capabilities.
Of course, we've all been talking about the watch, and that is supposed to come. We knew that they would probably announce a new Galaxy Note. It sounds like that's logically what they would lead with. They're going to keep the watch to be their big finish, I would assume.
Higher on the next step in our journey together. Our newest innovation delivers a Note experience that is slimmer and lighter, with larger screen but more compact. It is faster and has longer battery life. It is better Note experience in every way.
impressive screen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That's
wait a minute,
really
it's
enormous.
It's curved. Is that curved. A sign?
Ooh.
A new Samsung Note wraparound. Maybe those are what the glasses are.
Now, isn't the big rumor here all about the camera? Isn't it supposed to be 4K like the Asus phone yesterday?
That seems to be the buzz, yeah. We'll see. Maybe my eyes are just not very good, but that didn't look that different.
It didn't. What I missed. It was a lot of shots of Samsung's logo.
Well, can't you see him relative to it? It's way bigger now.
It's very big. You're right. That's a good point.
Hey, you got to spend your money on something. It might as well be a flashy video.
For the first time, we have given Galaxy Note 3 a warm, textured touch back cover. Moreover, it is much slimmer, lighter, and more powerful, all in a beautiful design. It has a heft, but not weight. It will last, but has flair. It makes a statement about choice rather than conforming. We really focused on how the Galaxy Note 3 feels in your hand. What you love most about the Note is the compelling viewing experience and better productivity with S Pen.
It's big.
In the Note 3, you will see a much more enhanced S Pen and much more powerful multitasking capabilities with a larger screen. Note 3 delivers true simultaneous work in multiple applications. You do not have to switch from one to the other. Now, let's talk about security. As you know, mobile security has become a hot issue recently. To keep your mobile safe at all levels, Samsung Knox has been deployed in Galaxy Note 3 for both B2C and B2B markets. We initiated Samsung Knox early this year.
And that was announced with the GS4, obviously. Makes sense it would come with the Note. Globally.
This best-in-class security gives your device the next level of protection, privacy safeguard. With Knox preloaded, Galaxy Note 3 is the best choice for BYOD. One more very important thing I would like to emphasize. We've deployed Galaxy Note 3 with faster and more seamless LTE. Samsung Galaxy Note 3 offers...
So is that LTE advanced then?
Advanced LTE technology.
He said advanced technology.
Yeah, he did. He said them in the wrong order. That's all.
Moreover, Galaxy
might have been deliberate.
The greatest number of multiple bands. I'm very proud to say that the Galaxy Note 3 works with all types of LTE networks, no matter where you are.
Okay.
Just a moment. I just got
here. We go.
Oh boy.
Sure.
What? Oh.
That was clever. I was not expecting that.
Galaxy represents the Samsung's Android smartphone. Galaxy Note 3 is powered by the latest Android platform, Android 4.3.
Okay.
Right into Galaxy Year. Expect that this early. All right, okay.
Thank you, Samsung.
This
not
is
dragging this
Samsung
out.
Samsung Galaxy Gear.
Boom.
Oh, he looks so proud.
He does. It's not terrible looking.
No. Better
no,
than...
it looks smaller on his arm.
Yeah.
Galaxy I can't tell if he just has a really big wrist or...
exactly.
...receive calls through voice control. It notifies you about your SNS updates or text messages via quick glance. Memographer makes it easy for you to quickly snap visual memos with the camera. Altogether, Galaxy Gear brings you smart freedom as a perfect companion to Galaxy Note 3. Galaxy Gear isn't just a cool device that complements Note 3. I believe it will become a new fashion icon around the world. Now, you've learned about our new Galaxy Note 3 and Galaxy Gear as companion devices. There is just one more thing.
Oh, wow, already.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Ah, okay.
The Galaxy Note 10.1 2014 edition has all the technology DNA of the Galaxy Note 3. It gives you a crystal clear 10-inch display and ultimate productivity in a beautiful package. Now you can enjoy an immersive content-consuming experience with its screen, stereo speakers, and portability. Furthermore, to make it that experience even richer, we will be providing free exclusive applications and
content. Wait, what about the watch?
Exclusive crap.
Tonight,
we have introduced three exciting new products.
No, but go back.
Galaxy Note 3 and Galaxy Gear will be launched starting from September 25th in more than 140 countries.
Wow.
And all of these products will be commercially available in October worldwide. Our goal is not just to make great devices, but to empower you to truly experience, enjoy, and fulfill your busy life. That's the promise of Galaxy Note 3, Galaxy Gear, and Galaxy Note 10.1. 2014.
Now, is the implication that the Gear will only work with the Note?
That's my guess.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, that would be awful.
Please enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you. Thank
you very much.
So that he came out to make a punchy announcement.
Yes.
This is interesting.
And now they're going to do the Broadway musical that shows off each feature in detail.
Now it's time to take a closer look at what makes the Galaxy Note 3 tick. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together once again and give a very warm welcome to Menno Vandenberg, Vice President of Samsung Electronics Netherlands.
Hi, Menno. How are you doing? Good
to see you. The live orchestra.
It's so majestic sounding.
Good evening, everyone. Thank
worth
you
every penny.
For this wonderful warm welcome.
Okay, so before we get started, let's talk about these unpacked events just briefly. How many of them have there been so far?
Right. In fact, this is our 11th unpacked, where we introduce our flagship products. It's become a brand. And the fun part of doing this is watching all the rumors in the lead-up. And this time around, I noticed a lot of our friends in the media, also like you, Jason, talking about big screens. We've come a long way since 2011, when we launched our first Note and called it our Do More in One device. It's come a long way since then, and now we own the category. And tonight, you will be meeting the amazing Galaxy Note 3. Samsung is the pioneer in this large screen category. And there is no doubt we've had success with the Note series in markets around the world. Today, we are ready to push the boundaries even further. Let's have a look at where we started and where we stand with this large screen category right now.
I hope this doesn't mean they think there's license to go for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everything. Pacing of this event is so strange,
isn't it?
Well, they're doing an inverted pyramid.
Started with this and then made their announcements.
Exactly.
I like them giving us a little. Here's what we're going to tell you. No matter how grand the story is, I guess we're not going to get any price information. Here's the history of devices.
Oh, it's a pencil.
For dream.
Then came erasers.
Please stop making fun of the S Pen. It has a long history.
I figured they were going to go here with all of the artwork they were using, you know, with all the lines going all over the place in the opening. I figured they had to be talking about stylus.
Here is.
Oh, it's been so long since 2011. I barely remember that far back.
God, this is such an indulgent, like,
Yeah, that's pretty Samsung, though, isn't it? Indulgence
like no
is Samsung's
Samsung
MO.
Samsung cares, like, about the history, you know, and the history of their event that has become a brand in itself. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, and it's not like they're trying to build brand recognition, right? They've already got that. So what's the point? What are they trying to accomplish?
Oh, no, it's brand recognition of the Unpacked event, Aaron, of course. Unpacked, in and of itself, is going to become its own brand.
It's already a brand.
You can achieve. Yeah. I mean, how excited were you guys for Unpacked?
I was like, get me to the office now so I can watch it every day. Yeah.
I just want to know about the watch.
I skipped work today just to view it.
It doesn't seem like Note 3 even has all that much, you know, it's a typical third release. It has a few extra items here, and then we're gonna spend way too much time talking about it here. I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an iterative release. The camera may be some, but they haven't even really mentioned that yet, right?
No. Let's see.
So, Menno, tell us what lies ahead then for the Galaxy Note 3.
Right. When we started developing the Galaxy Note 3, we interviewed a lot of users and listened very carefully. What we found, what they loved, was the S Pen. And they wanted larger screens. And they wanted to do more things with them. And what matters most was getting the news, getting directions, and taking memos faster, easier, and more conveniently. So, a smarter, larger screen, every day made easy with the S Pen, and all with a cool Samsung design.
More videos. Is the idea that since they're in Berlin, they're trying to be symphonic, the way they were Broadway in New York?
I don't know what's going on here.
Grab this device, and it will grab you back.
Blimey.
Seriously? What?
It's not such a good thing, I don't think.
And we spent a lot of time in getting the grip just right. We developed the Note 3 with the care of an artisan and gave it a bigger display than previous generations. But we did not increase the width at all.
Okay, so what I'm looking at, I'll just describe the device which I'm holding in my hands right now. It's certainly a different color. I've not seen this before. The material, the leather on the back, the finish is different. Yeah, it's a whole new different aesthetic.
It is very pink.
It is definitely very pink.
A premium look and feel, such as this soft and textured back cover and fine stitching.
Yeah, I mean, the screen is interesting. It's not bezel-less, but the bezel on the display is certainly minimal. And this serration on the side, along with the leather, gives it a kind of notebook feel,
right,
you know, like a diary.
It does. And
is it all, they all have stitching like that?
It's easy to pull out.
That is really strange.
And also has a great look and feel.
Okay, so what colors does the Note 3 come in?
Jet black, classic white, and blush pink.
No, I think you've given me the blush pink.
I did.
Which I probably wouldn't have chosen, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm actually thinking I can work this. I can work with this. What accessories, though, would I put with a blush pink Note 3?
Right.
A blush pink watch.
Our back covers comes in 9 different colors from the Taste of Autumn collection.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Check that out.
Oh, the taste of autumn.
And that beautiful screen. Fantastic.
How appropriate.
Who doesn't love it?
This is our flip wallet.
Well, you guys who are falls will love that, but I'm a spring.
To be exact.
What are your favorite colors, man?
Mustard yellow, mocha gray, mint blue, and oatmeal beige.
So only colors related to food. I like that.
Well,
I like that.
I'm getting kind of hungry from this. The new S-Fuel cover has a larger window, so even with the cover closed, You can still make calls, check your messages, and use the S Pen. And for a bolder statement, we also have the Holiday Clam Collection in 6
colors.
And they had the view color cover on the S4 as well, right?
I believe I didn't have as big of a window.
Yeah, it was a little smaller. Glinting back at us, great.
So the Holiday Glam, I think they called it.
Oh, glam, not clam. I heard that wrong.
Oh, they have Moschino covers. Why are they showing us these things?
A wide range of accessories.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, can't we talk about the watch?
They're going for the base level consumer. Yeah, they're going for the base level consumer. It's not about the features and functionality. It's a completely iterative device now. What's important
is
look at all the colors we have. You know, buy it in, you know, we have leather, we've got, you know, matte finish. That's what's important.
But do consumers really care about designer collaborations for
the
cell phone covers?
Note enthusiasts do. The people who are really like fanboys of the Note probably are really excited about this stuff. I think that's at least Samsung's bet.
Yep.
The background, if you like, and the design of the Note 3. I think it's now time that we take a slightly deeper dive into the specifics, you know, the S Pen, the bigger screen. And to help us do that, please welcome...
This year is really turning into the... more than ever, the year where the phone becomes more of a fashion statement than anything else, right? Like the Moto X, highly customizable so that you can make it fit into your personal aesthetic. The rumored gold or whatever that color is for the iPhone. This being, you know, choose your from a wide range of colors. It's all about fashion.
Why is it so?
Because there's nothing.
David is demo king.
we've talked, you know, briefly.
We're setting a high bar, David.
Introduce us to it. The way I'd sum it up, I guess, is a kind of brains and beauty combo. Is that fair?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. So we've covered beauty. Let's go into the brains bit, because after all, that is the most important element.
Sure. So first of all, we have an all-new S Pen that works seamlessly with the bigger screen for advanced multitasking. And for a brand-new concept... Smart Freedom, which I will leave until last because it's so groundbreaking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's just cruel.
Makes everything easier and more
what a tease.
The most useful features are only one click away.
Just after the break.
So great, I can't tell you about it.
Kill your fam.
Find things without having to remember. The S Pen, much more than a pen.
Great. Okay, so I'm guessing from that the S Pen is kind of evolving into a more versatile controller.
Absolutely. It's so much more than just a pen for writing and drawing. We made significant improvements, so the S Pen is now the key that unlocks all the power, speed, and functionality of the Note 3.
And how does that key work?
So basically, Jason, it's dot, circle, and then box.
Okay. Okay, dot, circle, box. Explain more.
Right. So the dot is the dot on the screen that you see here.
Okay, yeah, if you hover it on the blue, you can just about see it there, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you see that dot, and you press the button on the S Pen, you get Air Command.
Okay. Air Command sounds like a 8-bit game from the 80s. I'm guessing it's not.
No, it's not. But Air Command, it's got 5 convenient features. Rolled up
bad guess, Jason.
And there's no learning curve.
Can I make it give me River Raid?
Anywhere on the screen when you see the dot.
Sold.
So it's very simple. I hover anywhere over the screen like so, and I press the button to get Air Command. And it brings this fan-type menu. And so from here, I choose either Action Memo, Scrapbook, Screen Write, S Finder, or Pen Window.
It's a nice
context
menu.
Let's take a look at one of them.
It looks a lot like the context menu from the stock Android camera app.
Camera.
I can go to my old memos right here. Okay. And let's just say I wrote down a phone number before, and I pulled it up right here, but I forgot to save it.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is that I go to the Link to Action button right here, and it automatically identifies my handwriting and the type of information that I wrote down.
So you said action memo. That's the memo bit, obviously. Where's the action?
Okay. So from here, I have these options below. I can either call the number directly. I can save it to my contacts.
Okay.
But if it was some other information, I could then send an email or even search on a map. But for this, let's save it to my contacts. And there we go. The name and number, it's saved into my contacts. And my memo is right here minimized for easy access. That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, and the handwriting recognition seems to be functioning really, really well. I mean, obviously, that's extremely useful.
Absolutely. It is. And that was the dot, which takes us to Air Command by a simple click. And now we're on to Circle.
Okay, tell us more about Circle, David.
Okay, so Circle is all about capturing and organizing content in one place.
Okay, I'm getting that.
Sorry,
I'm
busy.
It's like a scrapbook, and that's actually what we call it. So when I find content I want to save, it's as easy as drawing a circle. And let me show you how easy it is. I'm going to launch my browser to a page of some tech that I'm interested in, okay? Now I go to something that I want to save for later, and what I do is I bring up Air Command, and I click on Scrapbook.
So you have to dot first.
All I do is I just draw a circle around the content that I want, and from here I get to then put it in a category, one that exists, or I can just create my own. And the layout, I can select what type of layout it'll be in.
That Samsung didn't seem to
save. Category called tech.
Well, it didn't seem to save the same thing that he circled.
Exactly.
And there we go. It's saved in my scrapbook. And let me just show you
what
it looks like
right.
in the scrapbook. Go to the category I made.
Got to be careful when you pull these kinds of things up.
Really
never know what's going to pop up.
And just to top it off, let me go to a category that's filled with content.
Sorry.
And you can just see that there's images,
that's
web
fair
pages,
point.
Easy clip content, even video that you can put in your scrapbook.
Okay, so immediately I know to Samsung Germany. What's that? An audio dock of
well,
some
let's,
sort.
Well, let's go inside.
Yeah.
And what you're going to see is the content that I captured.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, Jason, is that I can go back to the source that I found it from just by clicking this link button up here.
That's nice. I get very Evernote-y.
And there it is.
Yeah, yeah. Evernote, Pocket.
Okay, and basically you're selecting all kinds of assets with nothing more difficult than a simple circle. That's the idea.
Absolutely. So it collects whatever you want and organizes it so you can easily find it and view it, again, all in one place.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that because all this personal content, I don't know about you guys, but I'm just accruing huge amounts of stuff that I'm saving now, you know, images and websites and videos and all that kind of stuff. And that sometimes that personal content becomes confusing to find.
That's correct. And so that's why there's S Finder. So S Finder, Jason, it allows you to search for content on your device regardless of the type. And just, all you have to do is put in some keywords.
Okay.
Your search results can include memos, photos, videos, musics, events, chats, and even in the help section. And it's all going to be in one place.
Movie Mac pointed out you could call it the S-Crapbook.
In your notes and memos.
Oh, yeah. Burn.
You symbols to search.
I mean, can't we already do this, though, just with going to the Google search bar and speaking in what we want to find and it finds it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. This doesn't seem very innovative to me. I mean, it seems like here's this big, clunky mechanism that you have to learn to use this effectively. Don't you want to do that? And it's like, no, nah, not really.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally Samsung, though, right? They do all of these things with their devices, and if you're willing to invest the time to kind of understand the mechanisms behind it and their way of thinking, then it can be very powerful. But I think a lot of people get it because of these things, and then after a while, like, it just, like, drops off the radar because you have to remember so many unique ways of operating their specific devices.
Right, and Fubi speculates, or maybe he knows, that the memo note function might work with the camera and Galaxy Gear. So that
true.
That would be a nice integration. Although I would want that to work with Evernote too. I wouldn't want it to be limited.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, this seems like the way that Samsung wants to get you locked into their ecosystem of apps and devices.
Evernote's premium service for up to 12 months.
There you go.
Okay, so we started with a dot. We've got the circle covered. What about the box?
Well, the box is our new way of multitasking on a large screen. But to introduce this new way, let me show you how the core elements of multitasking have improved on the Note 3.
So if you missed that, your content is synced to your PC and tablet via Evernote, which you get 12 months premium access to. So it's nice.
That's great. That's
nice. Yeah. Ask and you shall receive, I guess.
Yeah.
Just drag it and drop it in the chat box. Or draw a window to call up key apps. That's the true definition of a smart, large screen.
Okay.
So, the Note 3 has a 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED screen. But even with a bigger screen, we kept the width of the device the same. So you get the same great feeling, but now you're able to multitask better with more display. Also, this isn't the first time that we're doing multitasking. In fact, an additional aspect of the box is our improved multi-window, which we introduced with the Note 2 last year, and which we have even made better this year.
Okay, so a new multi-window. Could you demo it for us?
Absolutely. So with the new multi-window, you can even have the same app open in two windows. So you can have two chat-on apps running simultaneously. So lastly, you can chat with two different friends at the same time. Got it?
I'm getting there, yeah.
All right, so let's just put a situation up here.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm talking to my friend Rachel. And
oh,
she knows
that's
everything
creepy.
About her lens.
Rachel, so something you want to tell us?
No.
Justin. Well, let's bring Justin into the window. Open up another chat on
it's
window
Jason,
here.
But okay.
There's Justin. All I do is I just initiate drag and drop right here, select what I want to share, and just drag it over.
That's nifty.
The key cool. is that I have two chat on windows.
Wow. There you go.
I mean, it's sad that, like, a very simple tiled multitasking is getting applause in 2013. Yeah.
But it's on the phone, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, now. And I'm guessing, I mean, I've never used this feature. I don't have a Note. I mean, I'm guessing that this is only certain apps. You have to write the app to be able to support this. Like, I couldn't have, like, Angry Birds and Angry Birds Star Wars running at the same time.
Right. No, yes, on some of the Samsung devices that do this, that I've played with anyways, it has to be... More or less, it has to be so Samsung's apps that are designed
window,
to do this kind of
whatever
thing.
Whatever size you need, right? The point is, it brings up quick access to apps for daily tasks that you like to perform more quickly.
Okay, so can we see it in action?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. So, okay, pen window is great when you're doing something on the phone and you quickly need to access another application. So this friend and myself, we went to Australia... And we need to sort out expenses, okay? And here they are. Now, in this situation, I need a calculator for this. Okay, so all I do is I launch Air Command, I select pen window, and then I draw a box on the screen the size I want. And then I'm going to click calculator. And the thing is, I can do all the calculations right here.
Cool.
Elegant way of getting to it. Isn't a pen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that actually
absolutely.
Looks
and there's
nice.
So many other use cases.
I don't know. It's
this,
a lot of steps, though.
That's what I was just all thinking. There has to be an easier way to do that.
Yeah. All I do is these five simple steps, and then I have a calculator I can use. Yay. You can still see the other
one in the same frame. Couldn't I just pick up the calculator I have on my desk?
So, Jason, in summary,
just saying.
With the Note 3, it's dot, circle, and box.
Okay.
It's simple and clear, and it's all you need to remember. To understand what the Note 3 can do for you.
Well, and that's the thing, right? You have to know what those regularly accessed apps are to put in that into that box. So if you have that, then it's going to work great. But I don't think I know what I would put in there.
I always put my stuff that I want to go to on my home screen. And when I want to access it, I just hit the home button and it's right there. Bing. Done.
Yeah, but then you left chat on.
We've integrated the location
that's right.
service.
I have to keep everything in front of me at the same time.
So you can get information about what's going on around you.
I do like the idea of having an app pull up in front of what I'm looking at because sometimes you want to scan, right? You want to see the numbers that are on that screen. Maybe it's a notepad app or something like that.
And it does make sense on a larger device. As you know, when you have more screen real estate, you want to use it, right?
That we developed for the Galaxy S4?
The basketball team, each with an S4. I think it was five guys. Was it four or five guys? Mm-hmm. And you could join the audio output of these four S4s or five S4s into a surround sound. Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, well,
that was cool.
And
That was snazzy. I mean, you need a lot of S4s, okay? You need a basketball
Lau Roman
team,
in our chat room points out LastPass being able
like
to do that
food,
would be great
because
if you're in the web. You just need
like
to quickly
that.
Copy a password over.
But now,
oh, man,
instead of
that
just
would
sound,
yes.
you can put together two or more Note 3s next to each other and create an even larger screen to watch videos.
Okay, we want to see that. Definitely want to see that.
Sure. So head over
this
to the
this is something that always looks
show,
impressive in a demo,
out.
But nobody
so,
really
Jason,
wants to.
So Jason, now it's time to talk about smart freedom.
Yeah.
And this concept grows out of two phenomena. The first is smartphones. They're getting smarter and smarter. And the second is freedom and mobility. People have these great devices for connecting to the world and making their lives easier and more productive. They want to use their smart device with more freedom. And Samsung has made it happen. And I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you more.
All right. Thank you very much, David, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great job. Good demo.
They're best presenters.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a real treat for you right now, as I have the pleasure to introduce the man responsible for this whole smart freedom concept, the head of the think tank team for Samsung Research America and a true visionary. Please give a warm welcome to Pranav Mistry.
Thank you. Good evening. It is great to be here. Our time is a time for crossing boundaries, time for rethinking and revising old categories. At Samsung, we echo what Henri Poincaré once said, that it is by logic that we prove, but by intuition we create.
And it is by buffering that we miss what you're saying.
Yeah.
That was Poincaré went on to say that. People don't realize that.
Apparently so.
Hello? Hello?
Is this from them?
Yeah, it is. Ooh, that would be bad. Is it their show?
There we go. Some really exciting things. Today, I'm here to talk about one of these designers at Samsung are working on some really exciting things. Today, I'm here to talk about one of these explorations, wearables. I think the future of our digital world is not just about giving a new face, a new form to our existing digital devices.
Wait, I think this means we're going to talk about watch next.
It is the creation of new experiences and new ways of
interacting. Or glasses.
Didn't see that one coming.
This is an exciting day for all of us at Samsung. We have created something incredible that I want to show you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Samsung Galaxy Gear.
Wow, this presentation is all over the place.
Didn't they already present this?
Well, at the beginning, they told us what they're going to tell us. And then we went through the Note 3. But it sounded like we were going to talk about smart freedom. And I had no idea what that was. But apparently that meant we were going to talk about the watch. So now we're into part two of the three.
That's a good summation.
I will say just right off the top, I'm okay with the design of this watch. I think I expected it to... I don't know, to see it not really like what I'm looking at, especially based on the prototypes. But it's kind of a slick-looking watch. I like it.
It is. It is a good-looking watch. It's a much better looking than I expected, actually.
I know that a lot of people disagree with us, and they all think it's big and bulky and ugly. And I is one of them, and he's not alone. There's a lot of people in that category. But it doesn't bother me either.
We wanted to make a wearable of tomorrow that is designed for everyone. So we started.
Yeah, I was holding up my watch because I don't think it's that much bigger than the watch I wear now. It doesn't look like anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big, especially on women, but there's a certain style of watch that has a big face. Mm-hmm. You know, that is nice.
Let's just say the small wristed, like myself.
Yeah, the small wristed.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Yeah, it's freezing. We're back.
It is crafted with stainless steel, but still light in weight. The strap is packed with technologies of next decade.
Now, is that the camera right there?
And it's engineered specifically for all-day comfort. Also, what
Six
we wear
colors.
Makes a statement about our individual
I wondered
style.
How they were going to do the camera.
That is why we created gear not in one or two, but six vibrant colors.
That's so that you can hold it up like this and take a picture.
That's right.
Like that. That's you taking a picture.
Yeah, the camera is apparently in the wristband, according to Fubi in the chat room, who has a friend at the announcement.
The materials, the form and engineering.
Or Caffeine Free Dave says it's a laser.
User interface and a completely novel interaction. A gentle swipe takes you from one feature to another. And you can tap anywhere to go a level deep. Going back is as simple as swiping down from the top bezel.
Yeah.
I can proudly say
that matches the glass
Galaxy Gear
actions.
Is tomorrow's state of the art. Gear is your instrument, your connection to the world of information.
It's the true companion for your note, making sure you never
for
miss
your
that
note. If it's really isolated to the note, that's a disappointment.
That's awful.
There's a lot of people with S3s and S4s that would probably buy right into this if they were given the option. And I wonder how it's syncing and why it's isolated to just the note. I guess it would be just the software features inside the note, but it couldn't just be Bluetooth.
Connected to the Galaxy smartphone in your pocket. That means all those important notifications from your Note 3 display on Gear instantly. Your calendar, call logs, or contacts are always synced. So now you don't need to get your phone out every time someone comments on your baby picture on your SNS. Gear takes the entirety of your digital world and places it right where you can see it with a simple glance. Gear and Note 3 work together all the time. But to take it a step further, we invented something we call Smart Relay. Let me give an example. When you receive an email notifications on your Gear, and want to switch to a larger screen, like the one that we have in Note 3, all you need to do is pick up your Note 3. Your email automatically displayed on Note 3, that the same email that you are looking on your Gear.
That's a cool feature.
Smart Relay makes working with your Samsung devices truly seamless. Also, when
Gadget says that the Gear will become compatible with more Galaxy devices as they upgrade to the latest version of Android.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, it appears unlikely that there will be any support for non-Samsung phones or tablets.
Yeah.
It is about connecting to our friends.
So my rooted Galaxy S4 isn't going to work with this.
Probably not.
To live smarter, whether you're on the road or on the beach.
At least working with more Galaxy devices, that's better. If it was isolated to Note, that was like, wow. So that's good to hear.
I mean, I guess they feel comfortable doing that because they are such a big smartphone maker. You know, if they were smaller, that just wouldn't work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But this is where Google has such an edge, right? I mean, if they make a watch like this, they can say, hey, look, any Android, as long as you're running Android version X, this phone's going to, or this watch is going to work with your phone.
And you know, and all the stuff that you love with Google now, there it is on your wrist. And boom.
Exactly.
Instant success. Yeah.
And their stock devices can always run the latest version. You don't have to wait for a carrier push or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and they already own a smartwatch company anyway. So.
Yep, WIM. WIM Labs.
WIM!
For the WIM. Now, this watch, I wonder if the strap is reversible for left-handed.
I was wondering that.
Oh, interesting.
Otherwise, you're taking pictures of your chest all the time.
Yeah. Maybe you can just flip the screen around or something.
Yeah, that's
oh, I see.
Right?
Like the old iPod Nano, you could like twist the screen to a different orientation.
Yeah.
I do like having the microphone right there. I mean, it would be nice to be able to do search commands and things like that right from the microphone directly to Google Now. And also, you know, I can see this working into a home automation strategy as well. It's a little bit easier when you've got your watch to be able to turn lights on or off in various rooms or whatever than to pull out your phone every time and search for the right thing. Just do it with a search command. Turn the lights on in the living room.
Another interesting feature.
But again, I'm arguing more for Google's model than I am necessarily this one.
We added S voice. So now you can simply use voice commands to call your friends, send them text messages, or set an alarm, or simply ask your Gear, is it going to rain tonight? Now that brings me to the most revolutionary feature of Gear.
Okay.
A feature that changes the way we interact, the way we express. and the way we capture.
Don't let great moments slip away. Just point your wrist and shoot. And that's just the beginning. Capture that great moment.
Mammographer. Mammographer is amazing. A camera. And it is an outward-facing camera that lets you quickly snap visual memos and capture that precious moment. And it is just one quick swipe away. Just one quick swipe down, and you will never miss that beautiful shot.
And you look like Wonder Woman. Rethought
when yes. Put an imaging sensor on gear. Even a simple point-and-shoot camera, requires multiple steps before you take a picture. You take it out from the pocket, turn it on, and then click. The moment is gone. With gear, we are changing everything. Just one quick swipe down and click. I just took a picture. Now for your everyday moments, you don't have to take out the smartphone anymore. And because sharing is built in, so I can take a picture and send to my friends in seconds. That is more. Gear's camera goes beyond just capturing. Gear translates that foreign language sign for you when you are traveling.
Verge is saying 1.3 megapixel camera.
Ugh.
It's not good. Yeah, it's there when you're in need of a picture, not necessarily in need of a great picture, right?
Can you don't imagine have how many torso yeah. shots this will result in? With the real world
around us. Yeah.
And this is just you really start. Need to be careful where you swipe. You want the possibilities of what you can do with your gear
to be endless. We know you have your own preferences of where and how you want to share those pictures. And you just love your Galaxy apps on your smartphones. Yes, Gear can run its own apps. Gear supports all your favorites. Pat, Banjo, Pi Golf, Live 360, all of them.
And?
These apps are specifically designed for Gear. And as I speak, more apps are being added to the list. You can download all these apps from Gear App Store. Let me sum up by showing you what makes the Galaxy Gear tick.
I undershot it. It's 1.99, not 1.3.
Visible is the beautiful
lower end.
1.63 inch.
Many of the front-facing tablet cameras are right around there. I wouldn't say they produce AMOLED amazing display. Pictures.
Sure.
Gear is powered by a custom 800 megahertz single-core CPU. We also added gyroscope and accelerometer, so Gear can respond to your gestures and movements. This also enables Gear and built-in pedometer of the Gear to track your workouts.
There we go. I was wondering when the fitness tie-in was going
to
come in.
Because you will want your Gear to be with you all the time. We designed it to last more than a day on a single charge.
Mm.
If you don't use
it. Now, Gear is compatible, of course, with Note 3, Note 10.1 2014 edition, and with software upgrade with Galaxy S4.
Okay.
For all Galaxy S3 and Note 2 users, your upgrades are also coming soon, in October.
Good.
With Gear, we have opened a new chapter, a new direction to an exciting world of possibilities. With Gear, today Samsung reinvents a centuries-old object. I can proudly say, Galaxy Gear is a design statement, an engineering marvel, and something that redefines tomorrow.
And how much is it?
Once again, welcome to the future. Thank you.
Fantastic. What a plan, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. There it is. It is rather gorgeous, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so the good news is you'll have the opportunity to get your hands, or should that be wrists, on gear shortly in the experience zone. But meantime, we've just got to just go back to the Note 3, as David's going to just talk us through the numbers.
We have to go back.
So, the main camera
sorry for
is
your
13
luck.
Megapixel, and the front there facing
we go.
Oh, there
is
we go.
9.
And with the Note 3, you can take 10...
Now we know why we heard it from Acer officially yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We were the first ones to announce.
You can even take ultra-high definition or 4K videos as well.
Yeah, the 4K thing did surprise me, I've got to be honest. In the tech briefing, I thought that was a typo.
Well, that's understandable.
4K from a phone.
Yes, yes. And it gets even better, Jason. We've also packed in the high CRI LED flash and the smart stabilizer to help take low-light shots with fantastic results. Along with our incredible camera, we've also improved audio performance with ultra-high-quality audio. Music sounds outstanding because you can play master-quality audio files at 192 kilohertz and 24-bit. Oh, and did I mention Note 3 has 3 gigabytes of RAM?
Okay, you just
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
Good. So the hardware spec is there. Okay. We can digest that. But my immediate response is a pretty obvious question. The battery life, is that affected? How is the battery performance?
So you definitely have to have power with these devices. And we've made improvements everywhere. Software, hardware. And by upping the Note 3's battery to 3,200 milliamp hours, users now enjoy 40% more video playback time. That's nearly 4 more hours.
Okay. And what about a topic that's become increasingly more relevant, certainly over the last 12 months or so, security?
Sure. So let me tell you about Knox. It was introduced with the Galaxy S4. It comes preloaded on the Note 3, and it provides both general users and enterprise users with the best-in-class security by offering 3 core values: security, privacy, and safety. And it provides a space that is protected from loss, theft, hacking, and malware. So with the introduction of Samsung Knox, private data and important company data can be easily managed, making Samsung products the optimal bring-your-own-device.
It's like an encrypted volume.
And lastly, the Note 3 is running a 2.3 gigahertz quad-core processor for the LTE version and a 1.9 octa-core for the 3G version.
Okay, so when will Note 3 and Gear be available in stores?
In the U.S. and Japan, both will be available in October. And for the rest of the world, Note 3 and Gear will be available later this month.
Thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, Samsung's first two devices, Galaxy Note 3 and Galaxy Gear.
But J.K. Shin said September 25th for 149 countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then worldwide, I guess, is there.
And then worldwide October.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost, if you're covering that many countries, it's almost worldwide. Yeah. For the countries that matter, right?
But still no pricing information.
Right.
Yeah.
Save that for the end.
The chat room is saying $299 because it's being posted elsewhere because Samsung is allowing the NDAs to lift.
Huh.
$299 for the Gear, I should say.
Clear. Okay.
Man, there's so much money that goes into these videos. It's just always, it's amazing to me that they're so video heavy. I mean, each one of these, it's got to be like 50K at least, right?
Oh, you mean the production cost?
Yeah. Each one of these videos like this has got to be at least 50K.
Yeah, The Verge is saying $299 for the Galaxy Gear October in the U.S.
Nah, too much for me.
Don't you think you really have to hit that like $199-ish price point if you want lots and lots of people to buy it early on?
Yeah.
If not even less, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be like, I would think the top. Anything that, if I could buy a new smartphone for less than the price of that.
Yeah, the subsidized smartphones change your perception. You think, oh, I can get an iPhone for $199. Why would I pay $299 for a watch?
Even though the watch isn't going to have its own like data plan and stuff, still.
Right.
maybe they'll offer a combo discount. You know, buy the Note 3 with the watch and save $100 or something.
Bundles, yeah.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Because that's what they want, right? They want you to buy into both platforms. And they do have a slight argument there in that, you know, I was saying earlier on TNT that, you know, I can just pull out my phone with the same motion that I can check my watch, right? It doesn't save me anything there. But if you have to pull out a 6-inch tablet, that is a little bit clunkier, and maybe it would be more convenient to have that watch at your disposal.
That does make sense to introduce it along with the Note. You're right.
Yeah.
Also, we have marionettes, just in case anyone had missed.
Yeah, this Any video is cover. Elaborate.
Yeah, it really is.
Samsung will pull the strings and keep you locked in like a marionette, is what I'm getting.
They hope.
Ah, scary.
I'm loving that. I'm loving that Eurythmics mashup.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, Jason, that was the world premiere of our official TV commercial for the Galaxy Note 3.
Cool.
And right now, Jason, I think it's time to reveal our final device of the evening, the Galaxy Note 10.1 2014 edition.
You know, Dr. T in the chat room points out that a lot of people's watches that do much less are more expensive than $299. So if you're the kind of person who buys expensive watches, this may not feel like it's that expensive. It all depends.
Yeah, I'm not sure you get what you pay for here. I mean, people that buy those kind of watches are buying it for reliability, for fashion or style.
Or status.
Yeah. Status, or maybe you can play, if you're like me, you can play Donkey Kong on it, which was the big feature I wanted when I was a kid. But, this isn't the... so far, they haven't sold me on what I'm getting for this, except for I don't have to pull out my 6-inch tablet as often as I would have before.
...to developing a full range of devices...
Or your 10-inch tablet.
...that meet a variety of needs, playing a central role in the lives of our customers.
So Galaxy Note 10.1 2014 edition and Note 3, they appear... you know, to be cut from the same cloth, related.
Sure. There is a family resemblance. The 10.1 has the elegance of the Note 3 and the backing, the stitching, and the serration. We also have an accessory called the book cover for the Note 10.1, a perfect match for its design identity. Including black and white, you have a choice of 6 colors in total.
And what about the size specs?
Right. It's all about what we call extraordinary mobility. The Note 10.1 is incredible. It's only 7.9 millimeters thick, and the Wi-Fi version weighs only 535 grams. Considerable reductions from last year. And this is a device that you can take anywhere. And with an 8220 milliamp hour battery, you hit the road with confidence.
Tell us about the screen, the 10.1 viewing experience. Obviously, it's a critical part of that device.
Yeah. This is something even more special. What you're looking at is a WQXGA display with 2560 by 1600 resolution.
Ultra high def, yeah?
Exactly. And with the 10.1-inch screen, the My Magazine feature gives an even richer magazine-like experience. Also, for the first time, we're introducing Samsung Hub for tablets in this stylish magazine format.
And does multitasking work on that platform?
It works
so it's the same resolution as the Nexus 10.
Yeah, and that's really good because they have the pen functionality. I remember I reviewed the Note 1. Mind you, this is the 3, but I reviewed the 1 and the resolution was not very good on it, and that was attributed to the Wacom technology.
Well, this is the Note 10, not the Note 3.
Oh, sorry. But no, it was the 10.1 was the one that I reviewed. And so I'm happy to see the higher resolution. You kind of expect that in a big form tablet.
Designed to work really well with the new S Pen. Bloomberg Business Week Plus is one of them. The redesigned Twitter app is another. It lets you use the S Pen for writing all your input very fast. Plus, we have a special edition of Sketchbook Pro for Galaxy.
Okay, cool. So let's talk hardware specs. Give us the spec lowdown.
Okay, I got them.
Yeah.
So it's 10.1-inch screen. It's running on a 2.3 gigahertz quad-core processor for the LTE version and 1.9 octa-core for the 3G version. And like the Note 3, it also has the first in category 3 gigabytes of RAM, and it makes it a multitasker's dream. It's got an 8-megapixel camera on the rear, a 2-megapixel on the front, and it runs on Android's most recent version of Jelly Bean 4.3.
Okay, so that's the hardware spec. Okay, it's a very important part of the picture. But also extras, what comes with it?
Both the Galaxy Note 3 and the 10.1 2014 edition will come with a host of free and exclusive partner content that really pushes the device's productivity, entertainment, and creative properties. Our contents gift pack for the Note 3 and the Note 10.1 have more than a dozen free premium partner apps on board with a range of offers.
Does that mean you can't delete them? Because I hate it when they do that.
Yeah. Final thoughts? Well, probably. What I really want to say is that the Galaxy Note 10.1 2014 edition, it's going to change the way you think about large screen tablets. It's light, it's fast, and the display is gorgeous. So you're definitely going to want to try this out in the experience zone across the courtyard.
Thank you. David Park, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
It's definitely very important to dream and to be able to have a
goal. It's essential to a good night's sleep.
To push yourself to kind of achieve those dreams.
You know, you have to work very hard and put in a lot of effort, and you have to grab hold of it and just not let go. You know, I think that's passion, isn't it?
Siempre digo lo mismo, ¿no? Que luchen por lo que uno quiere, por su sueño, creo que. Con esfuerzo, con sacrificio, uno puede lograr lo que uno quiere.
You know, dreams are the most important things in life. They've got me where I am today.
Do the things you want to do. Go where you want to go. Live a life of passion. Design the life you want. Now is the time to begin. Take note.
We'll pay for
it's
it.
Easier.
Clever.
Clever.
It's more fun. It's more surprising.
But we can be sharing our creative concepts in real time.
Manage to ser quien soy.
I write my own story.
It's something that definitely makes life that much more colorful.
Design your life.
Design your life.
Design your life.
Diseñar tu vida.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? I hope you've enjoyed this evening. Have you had a good time? Fantastic. We have too. Thank you very much there. To everyone from across the pond in New York and also around the world. And also, thank you to you, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Tempo Drum. You've been a fantastic audience. Please give yourselves a huge round of applause. Thank you so much for getting so involved with us tonight. It's been fantastic.
And is the stage supposed to be clouds, or is it like a... To me, it reminds me a little bit of Minecraft, but I guess it's probably because I've been playing too much Minecraft lately. What is that? It looks like the clouds from Minecraft.
Well done, guys.
Oh, there we were back there.
Lucky people here in Berlin, head to the Alexanderplatz tonight at around 8 o'clock so that you can experience the Note 3 and, of course, the gear along with everyone else in this auditorium at the Galaxy Studio. I will see you at the roof party. Have a great evening. Thank you very much.
He'll be DJing, by the way.
Well... they kept it pretty much within an hour. They got a little bit of a late start. They had a very strange structure. I liked it at first, coming out and saying, here's what we're going to announce. We've got a Note 3, we've got the Galaxy Gear, and we've got a Note 10.1. And in case you're just jumping in the middle of this, they will all three be available October worldwide. The Note 3 and the Gear available September 25th. In 149 countries, U.S. and Japan not getting the gear until October, along with other countries. And we got some pricing information in a back channel from The Verge of $299. Although, am I missing it, guys, or did they never actually say that on stage?
They never said that.
They never said it on stage. And there's something telling about that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they wanted that perception of it being expensive, like we were talking about. But let's go around the table here and give your impressions. What do you think, especially of the Note 3 and the gear? It seemed like, well, the Note 3 is sort of iterative. The 10.1 definitely felt like, well, it's thinner and lighter. It's and a nicer resolution screen. Yeah. Let's go ahead and we'll start with you, Rachel. What did you think?
I would say as far as the smartphone and the tablet, I mean, they look fine. They, as you mentioned, they look iterative. They're adding some cool features. I like the new, like, what was it? Touch, tap, circle, square thing.
Yes, I think that's right. I think
But as far as the smartwatch, I think the Galaxy Gear has some, it looks like it has some really interesting features, but the price and the limitations for what devices you can use it with, that does concern me, less so than if Samsung were a smaller smartphone maker. But it does seem kind of expensive for something that you want masses of people to adopt quickly. Also, I mean, frankly, it's got a lot of cool features, but it seems like there's so much that it can do. And I'm wondering if it's too much, which would be my concern, that it's, it should be simpler.
I kind of agree with you, although I'm not a watch wearer either, so I'm not sure if I personally can judge it. But it seems like something that
brings mild convenience
at a price.
Watch wearer. Sorry.
Not anymore. No, you're right, Gina. I mean, given that neither of us are watch wearers either, what did you think of this?
So the watch looks a lot nicer than I expected. I think that I actually would wear it, which I didn't come into this thinking that I would. Yeah, the price seems high. I don't like the Samsung lock-in. I have an HTC One. It's not going to work with my existing phone. I wanted to see more about what apps are available. I wanted to see more about kind of sensors and health stuff, you know, the pedometer and that kind of thing. I'm sure we'll get more information about that. I think it's kind of strange to take a picture like this. But then again, I have Google Glass. I take pictures with that. So maybe I'm not a good person to judge. In terms of the phone, I haven't had the Note. Frankly, I'll be totally honest. I don't think the handset's that good looking. I don't think that the leather or the faux leather stitching thing really doesn't do anything for me. The color choices doesn't do anything for me. The software demo I liked. I also, like Rachel, I like the dot, circle, square. As soon as I started to explain that, I thought, oh, this is going to go terribly. But once I saw it, I was like, okay, yeah, all right. If things are going to float and you're going to multitask, you're going to do things with multi-windows, you have to have a pop-up UI, right? Like some sort of UI that's going to come up on top pressing down with the dot and seeing that menu fan out, not terrible. It actually made a lot of sense. I really like that there's Evernote integration, because it felt like that Samsung Memo Keeper was going to be one way in which they would kind of lock you into their system. They're not. They're giving you Evernote, which I really like. I'm not going to run out and buy this phone and watch, though. I'm going to wait for a watch that can work with any phone that I have.
Yeah, I agree. The menuing system is elegant, and the Evernote integration was key. We were all complaining like, well, this looks really cool, except you have to be locked in. And as soon as they announced that, it changed my opinion for sure as well. Aaron, does it seem to you like maybe the Galaxy Gear is being pitched sort of as an accessory to the Note that, well, since we're Samsung, we're going to let it work with other Samsung phones like the Galaxy S4 if they get to Android 4.3?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what this really does, and I am a watch wearer, by the way. I do still wear a watch. It's just old habit, I guess. I don't know, but I can't imagine myself buying this device. What it does make me excited for is to see what other companies will do, either independent companies or when Google comes out with their watch. How will that tie in? Can I go back and forth from my HTC phone to my Galaxy phone to my Nexus phone and still keep my same watch? Because as it stands right now, like Gina said, if I want to use this on HTC, I'm out of luck. So it makes me interested to see what other people will do and how they will innovate in the future. As far as the watch goes, I think, you know, as far as the Note and the tablet, I mean, yeah, it's great. Nice features. But it's really just, oh, okay, so there's a new version, I'll buy that instead of the old version. There's really nothing there that's compelling. In fact, if you already owned a Note or a tablet, I kind of hesitate to think, are you going to run out and buy this based on what they showed you? I don't think so. I think you're just going to wait for the software updates to get downloaded to your existing device. There's nothing compelling there to really make you go out and spend a lot of money on a new device, at least not for me. I could be misreading this. I mean, it's nice that I think that what this shows more than anything is that Samsung realizes that the rush to features or to the rush to new hardware capabilities is kind of over at this point, and they're really driving the software story as hard as they can so that they can prove differentiation that way, because the differentiation is not coming in the hardware.
Yeah, the form factors seem to have matured to the point where you have to differentiate some other way on software. And maybe that's the idea with Galaxy Gear, is they didn't think they could put out a watch that everyone would buy. So try to figure out which of your line has the most watch buyers in it. And maybe it is the Note. That would seem to make sense to me.
I do think it's kind of interesting, at least on the Note 3, that they went with the kind of faux leather, or maybe it's leather backing.
That stitched textured background, yeah.
So we're not seeing a lot of differentiation on the hardware necessarily, like the internal hardware, but we're seeing a shift towards this device as a fashion statement thing, where this is actually stitched into the device. I think maybe actually this picture is better, where you can kind of see it integrated into the device. And I don't know. Yeah, again, I completely agree with what everybody's saying. Interesting maybe advances for people who are super fans of the Note category, which there are plenty of people that are. Definitely. and they follow this stuff to a T. They're huge, you know, Wacom fans, so they love the S Pen functionality and everything, but not enough there, I wouldn't say, from what we saw today, that would make you sell your device immediately and rush over and get it. But I mean I do like the look of these devices, and I actually thought that the tablet has a pretty nice slick look. It's a good kind of revision just on a surface level, as well as kind of the display improvements. I'm really very happy to see that, because I think that was really lacking in some of the previous tablets that they've done with the S Pen functionality.
All right. Well, we've got an Apple announcement coming next week. Doubt we'll get a watch, but that there will be a lot of competition coming, new phone, possibly a new iPad to go up against these. Round the horn real quickly before we say goodbye. Are any of these the kinds of things that you would buy? And I know you guys kind of answered this already, but Rachel, start with you. Would you or anyone you know run out and buy these?
No.
No. Gina?
I think if someone was ready for a new phone and was checking out, I mean, the Galaxy Note and the Gear was an add-on that had a discount price, like the bundle that we talked about, possibly, but no, not right now. I mean, for me to buy a watch, particularly a watch that has to work with one particular phone, this thing has to be so compelling. The value has to be so, like, I have to just be completely captured by it. And I wasn't quite there with this. This was better than I thought it was going to be. Longer battery life, better looking, but not quite there yet.
You're letting them down easy, but still no. Okay, Aaron?
No. No, I'm not going to buy it. Actually, I'm in the market for a 10-inch tablet, but there's nothing that I see in what they presented today that says I shouldn't wait for the new Nexus 10, which is what I'm waiting for.
Jason?
Yeah, I mean, we're close to technology, particularly, you know, those of us that talk about Android all the time, we're interested in the Nexus devices. And beyond that, we're interested in devices that are more open, that enable more open kind of functionality. As a result, no, I'm not rushing out to buy a Galaxy Gear or these tablets. It's just I wait for the Nexus. I'm looking forward to the Google solution, if there is one on the watch side, that's maybe a little bit more ubiquitous and works across the board. But I do know some people who might want one of these. Maybe not the watch, but the tablet for sure.
And there's other watches out there. Don't forget about the Sony watch, too. The Qualcomm Talk was just announced. There's the Pebble. So there, we now have a marketplace of these to start comparing.
The iWatch.
Want to thank all, and what are you, Tony, look at that.
Tony handed this by. Not a very well-reviewed watch, by the way, but no, there you go. Okay. Possibly the same size. Anyways.
Well, I want to thank everybody for watching or listening, and thank all our panelists for taking the time to hang out and talk about with us. Starting with you, Rachel Metz, technologyreview.com. How can people find your work online? Where can they follow you? All that stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at Rachel Metz, and you can find all my stuff on our website. You can just, I guess the easiest way is just to search for my name, just search for Rachel Metz on technologyreview.com.
If you're listening to the audio, it's Metz. For Mets. Hey, Rachel, great to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
You
this
too.
Was really fun. Yeah.
Sure. No, thanks for having me. It was great.
Gina Trapani, of course, host of This Week in Google. You can find her all over the web. Gina Trapani is your name on Twitter, right?
T-R-A-P-A-N-I.
Anything else going on you want to let folks know about?
Well, in 1 hour and 45 minutes, approximately, I'll be doing This Week in Google with Leo and Jeff, which will be a lot of fun. And you can see everything I'm up to on my website, ginatrapani.org. I also work on an open source app called ThinkUp, thinkup.com. You can download it, install it right now, or if you sign up for our wait list, you can get first access to our hosted service, which we're going to be launching in the next couple of months. So that's thinkup.com.
I'm on the list. Can't wait.
Awesome. I saw that. Thank you.
Aaron Newcomb, host of Sometimes Floss Weekly and Sometimes All About Android Tech News Today. What you got going on you want to let folks know about?
Yeah, so you can definitely follow me on Google Plus. It's the best way to engage, not just with what I'm talking about, but to start a conversation and say, hey, you're an idiot. What are you talking about? I'll actually respond to you on Google Plus. And if you do it on Facebook or Twitter, I won't be able to. But you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter if that's your thing. I'm there too, at Aaron Newcomb on those services, or just search for me on Google. Yeah, and I'll be in 2 weeks, I think, I'll be back on Floss Weekly and on This Week in Google. And just a real quick shout out, thanks to NetApp, my employer, for letting me take some time out of my day to help Twit out with the coverage.
Yeah, big thanks to them too. And thank you all for joining us. Thank you all in the audience for hanging out with us. We had tons of people in the chat room. It was great. Of course, whenever there's breaking news on Twit, big thanks to Slingbox for being our sponsor and letting us afford to be able to do this. If you don't know about Slingbox, you got to go check it out. Slingbox.com/Twit lets you watch your television over the internet wherever you are with an internet connection. You just plug it into your TV, you plug it into your internet, you install the software, the app on your tablet or phone, get going. Get to your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. That's it for the Samsung Unpacked 2013 announcement from IFA in Berlin. I'm Tom Merritt. See you later.